Welcome to Nonprofit Horizons, your compass for navigating the ever-changing landscape of the nonprofit sector. Nonprofit Horizons is sponsored by HBI, the Helen Bader Institute for Nonprofit Management at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, a leading source of expertise and education for the nonprofit community for over 20 years. Your host is HBI Associate Director, Bryce Lord.
Hey there. Welcome back to Nonprofit Horizons. I'm your host, Bryce Lord, and today we're diving into a topic that's all about putting people first, donor centricity. It's one of those buzzwords you hear a lot these days, but what does it mean? And more importantly, how can it help your nonprofit achieve its goals? Let's get into it. All right, so let's kick things off with a basic definition. Donor centricity is all about placing your donors at the heart of everything you do. It's about listening to them, understanding their values and interests, and building a relationship that goes beyond just asking for money. In other words, it's a shift from treating donors like an ATM to treating them like a partner. What does that look like in practice? First, it means actively engaging with your donors, not just when you need something. It's about keeping an open line of communication, sharing updates on your work, and recognizing their impact on your mission. Think of your donors as part of your team, people who help you achieve your goals. Donor centricity also means understanding what motivates your donors to give. Are they passionate about a specific cause or a specific project? Do they want to leave a legacy or make a difference in their community? Knowing these details helps you tailor your approach and messages to resonate with each donor personally. Another key element is trust. Building trust with your donors involves being transparent about your nonprofit operations and finances. Show them exactly how their contributions are making a difference and what challenges you're working to overcome. When donors see the tangible results of their support, they're more likely to continue their involvement with your organization. Ultimately, donor centricity is about building genuine, long-lasting relationships with your donors. It requires a shift in mindset from treating donations as transactions to seeing them as opportunities to cultivate meaningful partnerships. By embracing donor-centric practices, you create a foundation of trust, of loyalty, and most importantly, mutual respect that benefits everyone involved. So why should you care about donor centricity? So for starters, it can seriously boost your fundraising efforts. When donors feel appreciated and involved, they're more likely to stick around and keep giving. Plus, they might even tell their friends about your cause, helping you reach more people. It's a win-win situation for everyone. Another major benefit of donor centricity is donor retention. Studies show that retaining existing donors is much more cost-effective than acquiring new ones. When donors feel valued and connected to your mission, they're more likely to keep supporting your nonprofit over the long term. And this means steadier funding for your organization and less time spent on finding new donors. Donor centricity can also lead to more meaningful partnerships. When you truly understand your donors' interests and motivations, you can identify opportunities for them to get more involved in your work. And this might include inviting them to special events or offering volunteer opportunities or even collaborating on projects that align with their passions. And these collaborations can strengthen the relationship and result in even greater support. Moreover, a donor-centric approach can enhance your nonprofit's reputation. When donors have positive experiences and feel appreciated, they're more likely to speak highly of your organization. And this kind of word-of-mouth endorsement can boost your visibility and attract new supporters who share your donors' values. Lastly, prioritizing your donors' needs and preferences can lead to better communication and stronger connections. By customizing your messages and your outreach strategies based on what matters most to your donors, you'll not only improve their experience, but also deepen their engagement with your mission. Over time, this can foster a sense of community and loyalty among your supporters and create a powerful network of advocates for your cause. Now that we've covered the what and the why, let's talk about the how. So I put together a few tips to get you started and to help you learn how to think about incorporating donor-centric practices into your day-to-day operations. Number one is to communicate often. Keep your donors in the loop with regular updates on your projects and your impact. Make them feel like they're part of the journey. Consider using a mix of email newsletters, social media, and direct mail to reach donors where they are. Be sure to personalize your approach. Address donors by name and tailor your messages to their specific interests. It shows you care about them as individuals. Use data analytics to track these donor preferences and customize your outreach accordingly. And be sure to thank donors meaningfully. Make sure your gratitude is heartfelt and specific to their contribution. Consider a personal thank you note, which seems to have gone out of style these days, but can still carry a lot of weight, or a personalized email can go a long way in showing your appreciation and fostering loyalty. Small tokens of appreciation to show how much you value their support. Ask for feedback. Let your donors know their opinions matter. Surveys or just informal check-ins can help you understand what they're looking for. This not only shows you care about their perspective, but also helps to provide valuable insights for improving your programs and your donor relations. Stay authentic. This one's a big one. Be honest and transparent in your communications. Donors appreciate knowing where their money's going and the challenges that you face. Sharing stories of your successes and your setbacks helps donors connect better with your missions on a much deeper level. Be sure to offer multiple giving options. Make it easy for donors to support your organization in ways that suit them best. This could include one-time donations, recurring contributions, or planned giving options. The more choices you offer, the more likely donors are to find a method that aligns with their goals and their giving abilities. Create opportunities for involvement. Donors want to feel like they're part of your mission. Offer volunteer opportunities or invitations to events or even roles in advisory groups to keep them engaged and invested in your work. And by all means, be sure to recognize and celebrate your donors. Public recognition can strengthen those relationships and encourage continued support. Highlight donors in your communications, at your events, even on your website. Celebrating their contributions not only makes them feel special, but it can inspire others to give. And this one can be challenging, but invest in donor data management. Keep track of donor interactions and their preferences and history to tailor your approach more effectively. A good donor management system helps you stay organized and informed, enabling more personalized and efficient outreach. There are plenty of different donor management platforms out there. They can be incredibly expensive, or it can be as simple as an Excel spreadsheet. As long as you are using them to track those interactions, track that history of your communications so that if you leave, the next person can pick up where you left off with all that information available to them. By implementing some of these strategies, you're going to create a strong, lasting relationship with your donors and pave the way for long-term success. Remember, donor centricity is about treating your supporters like the valued partners they are. And when you do that, everyone benefits. So that wraps up today's episode on donor centricity. It's all about treating your donors like the amazing partners they are and building relationships that stand the test of time. Thank you so much for tuning in and taking this journey with us today. I hope you found these insights helpful and that you're feeling inspired to put donor-centric practices into action. As you implement these strategies, keep in mind that donor centricity is an ongoing process. Keep your ears open to your donors' needs and their preferences and be ready to adapt your approach as necessary. It's about creating a two-way street of communication and respect that benefits both your nonprofit and your donors. And then finally, just don't be afraid to experiment and learn from your experiences. What works for one organization might not work for another one. So stay flexible and keep refining your approach. By continuously striving for improvement, you'll create a more robust and resilient nonprofit that can weather any challenges that come your way. Thanks again for joining us today on Nonprofit Horizons. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. If you got questions or ideas for future topics, hit me up on social media. Shoot me an email at hbi-info@uwm.edu. That's hbi-info@uwm.edu. I'd love to hear from you. And until next time, keep pushing boundaries, keep dreaming big, and most importantly, keep doing your incredible work.
This has been Nonprofit Horizons with Bryce Lord, Associate Director at the Helen Bader Institute for Nonprofit Management. To learn more about HBI and the online nonprofit management graduate programs available at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, visit uwm.edu/HBI.